Mosquito Abatement Board of Trustees meeting to order, December 12th, 2024 at 7 PM. Actually, 7:01 PM. Roll call, I'm Joe Hanson, representing Cornish.
Sierra Bradley, clerk.
Richard Rigby, manager.
Paul James Hiram.
Gregory Shannon Nibley.
Joe Archer, North Logan.
Craig Rigby, Newton.
Craig Hidalgo, Clarkston.
David Wittemalaga.
Kermit Price, Millville.
Wade Campbell, Smithfield.
Kim Hatch, Trenton.
Ned Simper, Lewiston.
Thank you, and all are welcome. Sorry about last month. I found out a nephew has cancer right before the meeting. Just blew my boat out of the water. First item on the agenda is to adopt the agenda.
Wade Campbell make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Thank you. Do I hear a second?
David would second.
Motion is second. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Motion passes. Review and approve minutes from November 21st, 2024 meeting.
Paul James, I move that we approve the minutes as written.
Craig Rigby, I'll second.
Have a motion is second. Is there any question or discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm going to abstain.
Abstain, okay.
Kermit Price, I abstain. I wasn't here, I abstain.
Okay.
Manager's report.
Cold, not a lot to report. I did talk, Nori, I just ordered the new truck for next year and it should be here about March, they said, so. They are back to the pre-COVID where it's not taking a year or so to get the car. So, and then the four-wheelers should be coming after the first of the year. So I'm starting to work on getting equipment here after the first year. So we've got things coming, everything's in. We finally got everything winterized, but we're good.
Got that? Okay, thank you. Work report.
Right, so I'm going to give a sort of a year-to-date overview of how this year looked with our budget. So this is where we're up until today. Of what we've done. So here's this row is our year to date and then our projected. So we went over in payroll tax, everything else. We did adult aside, just the workers and their hours.
But we're still good. We'll still be okay in that.
Since we have so much in the larvicide.
Yeah.
So that's personnel. Administration, our accountant went up, so that's why that went over. We looked good in everything else. Our legal notices, because we had our tax increase, we had to have our publish. That actually came to... Diana quoted me 851, but it only actually came out to be $653.63. So it came out $200 cheaper than what she originally quoted me. Because, yeah, we just got that bill in the mail. So I will get that sent off. Equipment. Premiums went up for our insurance. But everything else, we stayed in where we needed to be. So, good to move on. And then abatement. Permit went up this year. Everything else, we're still in the positive. So chemicals, of course, went up cost-wise too. So it all comes down because of rising costs. So, and then vehicles, we were, are looking good in vehicles, so.
Minus 990 is from, in the capital project was the fogger cost $1,000 more than we thought, but we're still, we stayed within our budget still, so.
So what we can do then with what we're seeing here is those underruns, we'll have to create a resolution to move those, the underrun to capital projects as we start next year.
Okay.
So we'll need to do that in January?
Yeah, once we finalize everything in our January meeting, we can approve that because we don't have to move any. We did well on all of our accounts, so nothing has to go in between. So really all we need is a resolution, just three bullets that says we're moving this to here in each of the categories, and we're doing what we want to do to build our capital projects.
Okay, well, everything we're saving will go into the capital project.
Yep.
Okay.
It doesn't impact our next year's budget at all. It just gives us what we've been wanting to do to have money to work with as we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also to meet our objective of trying to pay down the building as we can.
Yeah. Okay. That's, and then of course cash your checks if you haven't. So that's all I have for the clerk report.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm not sure if I cashed mine.
I could look.
If it's that big a deal, I'll take them for you.
I had a fistful I went to the bank with, and then I got back in the car and there was still a fistful in there.
Must be rough, Joe.
It is the time of year. And all your fall bills are coming in.
That's true.
So you covered basically budget too, right?
So that's just the year to date. Basically, the reason I did the budget line is we've passed a motion to have it as not preliminary. There's preliminary, and then there's
the actual budget.
So we need to make a motion to actually have our 2025 as an approved.
Do we have a resolution or something to put that to, or?
Maybe we have done this in our last one. So we have made it as our proposed at the budget hearing. We passed it as a proposed. So, but I don't think we've made it as our actual 2025 budget. But I could be wrong.
No, we could pass it tonight, but we need a resolution passing it. So we can go ahead and do it and pass it, but we need a resolution in our next meeting to sign off on. All of us need to sign off on it.
Okay. I don't remember it having anything to sign this in 2024 either. Was I supposed to have one in 2024?
I thought we did in 2024, where each of us signed on it. I could be wrong.
I don't remember signing one, but I have the shortest memory in the world.
Me too. So that's, and I looked, tried to look through my papers, and I couldn't find anything that had to be for budget-wise signing.
We can go ahead and pass it, but I'd like you to reach out to Christy and talk to her. See, because we have to do that. We have to have a resolution approving the budget. It has to be in writing, and that is submitted with the state. So,
I don't remember us doing that, but I could be wrong too.
Yeah, as a district,
I'm shorter than Joe.
Yeah. As a district, it might be different. So, if nobody's objecting, somebody can make a motion. We can approve the budget, the proposed budget, to become our budget for 2025.
And you can double check on that resolution.
Yeah, I can definitely do that.
So do I hear a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept a proposed budget for 2025.
Wade Campbell, I'll second it.
We've got a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or questions?
Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. We need to move the Zion Bank discussion because Dave is not here yet. He's
I hope he gets here because he said 7:30. I don't know if we're going to go that long.
Board meeting dates for 2025.
Okay.
I don't think we ever approved that. We want to approve the budget.
Do we have to approve the tax increase? Did we do that last month? I signed the document for it.
Yeah.
Did we approve it as a board?
I don't remember. Was it in the minutes saying we did? I approved the minutes.
The meeting last week was, might as well just.
But we need to adopt, if we need to approve the budget with the tax increase.
I think we might, because we've done it the last 3 months, so I'm wondering if we did it in October. I have everything recorded, so we could go back and look in the recording.
It doesn't say we did.
I don't think we did.
We had notes for the public tax increase was for our October meeting. Public hearing was for 11/21. And in September, we talked about the intent to increase.
Yeah.
And I wasn't here in October, so I can't answer that one.
Well, we couldn't have approved it in October. We had to wait until
the public hearing. That's true. Yeah.
Did you guys approve it last month?
So do we want to strike that motion and reword it?
I'll make a substitute motion.
Okay.
That we approve the budget. That includes the tax increase for the next fiscal year. Is it fiscal year or calendar year? Do we go by calendar year?
We go by calendar because it's January to December.
Calendar year for 2025.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We do not need a roll call on that, do we, Craig?
I do roll call. We do need a roll call on both of them, I believe. Because I have to roll call in my individual council meetings, so it just can't be an aye. It has to be each one has to state. But that's a community. This is a district. Won't hurt.
I mean,
it's better to do over than under.
Yeah. There was no objections, and everybody voted for it.
Yeah. That's true. You can still do it. That's good.
You can do a roll call.
I'm up to whatever.
We'll do a roll call. We did the motion twice. Let's
vote twice.
We need to vote some more. Joe Hansen, I support it. Is that
just
what?
Aye, Joe Hansen.
Just
aye.
Aye.
Aye. Gregory Shannon, aye.
Paul James, aye.
Kermit Price, aye.
David Wynn, aye.
Craig Hidalgo, aye.
Gregory B, yes.
Joe Archer, aye.
Ned Simper, yes.
Kim Hatch, aye.
Wade Campbell, yes.
Okay. Review and approve board meeting dates for 2025.
Okay.
Are we sure we can make this work for 15 more minutes?
Well, we still have the bills too, so. The only thing, so let's pull this up so it's a little bit main screen. Oh. There we go. So January 23rd, February 27th, March 27th, April 24th, May 22nd, June 26th. This is where I'm not sure. July's meeting lands on July 24th, which is a Utah State holiday. And then August 28th, September 25th, October 23rd, November 13th, and December 11th.
What does it take to change it?
Well, all we need to get to do is this, and then we approve it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just change it. Make it the 17th.
Kick it up a week.
Can we go on the second week? Because I have council on the 1st and 3rd.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
I can do whatever.
I would say do it on the second week.
Which do it July 10th?
That's 2 weeks later, but...
2 weeks earlier.
This meeting's the same. Well, this week's only 3 weeks. This one's 3 weeks later than the previous month.
Unless we did it on a Wednesday night, that would be fine too. I don't care. The 23rd.
I'm wondering if we ought to do that. Wouldn't it be one right after the other one? How would that work for everybody if we did, if we met on the 23rd of July?
I'm okay.
Fine. Are there any town council nights on Wednesday or?
Town celebrations.
My wife tells me what I have to do anyway, so.
Do you know what? There might be fireworks on the 23rd.
What about the 31st? Yeah, might, what about yeah. the 31st? Then you still have.
It is a 4 week.
4 weeks to August.
That'd be a good
idea.
That
is true.
31st, yeah.
Yeah, where there's 5 weeks in July. That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, move it to the 31st.
Okay.
I just work here.
It's July, so. Okay.
It's probably going to be warm outside at this point.
It will be, yep.
Okay, so.
By that time, we might have West Nile virus.
So keep everything but move July's meeting so it's July 31st, but everything else looks good otherwise. Okay.
Yeah. And we need a motion to approve this, right?
Yes, I believe so.
I'll entertain for a motion to approve the Board of Trustees business meeting dates with that one change.
Gregory, do you move we approve the board meeting dates as discussed?
George, I second it.
Okay, a motion, a second. Is there any discussion or questions? Speak now or forever hold your peace. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes. Review and approve bills.
All right, so that is where our Zions as of this morning was at. That will go up because we just got the last of December's, the last tax, current tax distribution, those are words. And then July, what's the other one? Personal property taxes for November. So we'll get both of those checks deposited. And then that's our PTIF as of this morning. That's where our budget's remaining, just a snapshot. And then bills, just the normal payroll, clerk, maintenance. Richard paid his deductible, the $1,000 deductible to
Blue Sky.
So it was the hallway, not your truck. Yes. It was the hallway.
The truck didn't cost us anything. Somebody ran into me.
That's true. So the deductible for the water leak in the hallway.
And they, speaking of that, they are still waiting the corner trims. I don't see them in here. That they came, but they were totally different colors, but they will not have the ones that match the other until the end of January. So just so that it went on this budget, they allowed me to pay the $1,000 maintenance. So that's, or the $1,000 deductible. So that's taken care of. So.
And fuel, operation site, that's our legal dues. I took off, because I already had legal dues, what I thought we were going to be paying back a few months ago. So I did remove that and put the actual amount in this month. So we're not paying the double. supplies, phones, and then we had our payment for one of the truck's leases. So.
Paul James, I mean,
that's 1 year, the lease, for one truck.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Wade Campbell, a second.
A motion, a second. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Should we call Dave and see how close he is?
Richard, do you want to do that? Because I'm recording on my phone.
Maybe while he's doing that, what all do we need to include?
Hey, friend, how close are you?
Our January.
Okay, we're done with everything else, so you're the last one on the agenda.
This thing, our agenda.
All right, see you in a minute. Bye. He is just leaving Smithfield, and so he'll be here in a few minutes.
Can we hang on for a few minutes?
No.
Who said no?
Because I guess I could show you what I submit to the state. So this is what we see. What I create is this. This year with the tax increase and that. But this is what I actually submit to the state. Let me pull up. So this is what I submit to the state for our annual budget. So I have each of our revenues. This is from last year. But this is our proposed, what we're thinking we're going to be receiving in revenue. What our expenditures are, so each category, the main. And so this is, I go through and once I figure out what the actual estimated and all that. So what we create, what I create to show the board so we know what's in each category is what I show you, what you approve, and then I take that and create this document to send to the state.
You take the category totals and plug it into this.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our subcategories that we have visibility of.
Yes.
The rebates and refunds are basically anything that happens with equipment that we sell or turn back, or that's what that is right there. That's where that money comes from.
The credit card.
Yeah.
So that's why I knew for sure we'd get $500 from the credit card.
Anything we make money on is what goes in that rebates refunds line.
Then what's the non-tax revenue?
That's the revenue we get from the county, or is it from the state that we get that?
Let me pull it up. That's the expenditure. Oh, let me do my hotspot just a second.
Normally, those are funds that approves on miscellaneous type deals that they give out to municipalities and districts and stuff for purposes, and they add that to that. So that's where that comes from.
Oh, no. When you get about only 3-4%, I said, compared to is in May.
That's this year's.
Yeah, unless you're in a special. That's wrong.
Let's pull up. Under this file. Sorry, I'm still learning. Jessica had it one way, and I think I I always have to figure out where she kept it. There we go.
What's the site for the...
That's not the one. Damn it.
Oh, gee.
Revenue, right there.
You know what that is?
We can ask her again.
It's not even in that one. I'm not sure.
Set up an account. Do you have that password?
Because you LGT. Let's go to 2022s and see if
it's been taken. I'm getting
in my account. I can't do it.
So you got to create
revenues.
A new one? And all kind of, I don't know. I just didn't do one.
Oh.
It's already taken, huh?
Yeah.
Not me. They're not doing it. I don't know. So now that I can get it. You do the wrong one or something.
There's other taxes like your, you know, you have, for example, wraps tax and stuff like that. I'm not saying that comes into here, but there's other taxes like that that the state collects that every municipality and district gets a piece of.
Yeah.
And that's what some of those are, is that's exactly where they're coming from, is those miscellaneous taxes that have been collected from, it just depends what they've set up and how they're collecting it. Mileage from, for example, on taxes for your road and stuff like that. Everybody gets a piece of that.
Yeah. So yeah, this is how I write down everything, revenue and then the expenditures for each month, and then that's where I create the one document.
Anybody know any good stories?
I guess I'll try.
Well, everybody have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
So we won't see you until next year.
Yeah.
Unless I see you driving around.
You've probably seen me driving around.
And then they color one in and say, that's the right one. It's always.
And a bird target.
I don't know why I did that to
him. I mean, bird finger.
Oh. Do you get that a lot?
They want my email. A buddy knows it is.
Pulling out in front of somebody, you're having to stop or slow down.
Usually it's for backing out.
That's the wrong one. I said, well, that's the only one I've got. So. And then when you create a new password, you get a dog food.
I don't know how to do that.
And my password, I try to fake somebody out, you know. I should just do. One, two, three,
some
four,
of the kids
five,
up there are kind of impatient.
Oh, yeah.
And they kind of seem like...
Are you can hope is that when they get older,
it's still,
they get happen to them.
Yeah.
And they'll remember, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Password, and I go to bed. It's right there. That's it.
They're not getting any easier either. My fourth graders this year don't think that they have to... I'm usually pretty good at classroom management.
Yeah, the reason why, Richard, is because their parents don't think that.
No, I...
Hey, Richard?
No.
How come we didn't realize some of the chemical prices that we thought we were going to get? They don't seem to be as high as we were anticipating. What happened there?
You know, that's 2023, though.
This is 24, so this is
what
we spent. Okay. I could go back. I don't know what I just closed.
It's a guess game. So last year I just kind of went through and figured out how much, but we changed chemicals, so I didn't know where I went off of how much we went and used during the fogging, and then with control, I have to mix it, so I've got two things. Malathion, I don't need to mix it, so I didn't know how much I would need. So I've got, because I overdid on the Delta side, I don't need as much this year on that one. But where the larvicide, we had some left over, so I figured we would be in which we were from what we had to, but we used it all, so that means we're replenishing everything that was in there. Now, And so the larvicide went over a little bit. Part of it too is I do not get, and Joe knows this too, is we don't get the prices until the end of January. So we're guessing, but the state bid does not come in until the end of January, so it could fluctuate according to after our budget, so, which is kind of a
pain. Every now and then you get a deal too.
Yeah. So buy 15 bags, get one bag for free type thing, but, so.
I think we should all look at the door when Dave walks in.
For our Delta side though, that's pretty, we done pretty good because normally that's around, that was around 60,000 for a lot of years, and we doubled it. And we still only say, we still only underwound by $9,700, $9,800, that's not bad.
We didn't even, the larvicide's the one we overran.
Yeah, we were in the positive for adult side. We were over on the larva sighting.
So they almost evened out. There's a $2,000 difference on those two. It really is a guessing game. This year, I never thought that I would run out of larvicide because I've always had a little bit of surplus left over. And
we had such a long fall.
We did.
We really went quite a while without frost. I think this is the first year, I think everybody got their corn up without it getting froze.
Yeah. I know I got my garden tilled for the first time and without having to break an inch of soil off. So it was perfect for that stuff. But yeah, it was a long, yeah, we had a frost in June, so they just moved it.
That's true.
And then even a small one in August.
April 25.
Mm-hmm. Just heard the door, I think.
Sorry.
We're waiting on you.
I was wondering who is this gonna be awakening who's not.
That we're waiting.
I knew it would be.
I thought it was somebody.
Important? Go ahead and say it.
Well, if you want, you can stand up here.
No.
No?
No, I'm sitting right here.
Just standing up in front of the house.
Not very much anymore.
That is true.
So, I'm sorry. I apologize. I had an unexpected thing come up. But so we received the information we needed to get the increase on for the credit cards, and Sierra, they sent it over that they'd like to ask that Richard be at 10,000 and Sierra at 5,000. And I'm wondering if we feel like that's enough or we need more than that.
If they don't spend more, then they don't need it.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course, that's every month though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking, it's not like a community, like if
well,
you got the
truck.
Well, they're
not any more money if they got
yeah.
a 20,000 or 10,000.
Yeah, so I'm good with whatever you guys want me to go forward with.
This is they, you mean Zions is asking how?
No. Did we? So
oh, what, you were gone
thinking,
the last meeting.
Okay.
So
let's give a background.
All the bills were going through. So Richard went to get the truck out that had been in the shop, and it declined the card because everything was going through at once.
Oh,
it's limited. So we used to have it with that were much higher than this actually, but over the years the limit has dropped. So I went in there and it's like this whole thing you have to do to get it changed. So I thought if we're going to change it, it's just I'll go ahead and make the change whatever, and so we don't have to keep making it. So then I went to these two and they looked at it, and so it's actually less than it was when we originally started. But if everybody's okay with...
When Terry and I started, it was 20,000 between the two of us. So she had 10, I had 10. But That's why I thought I could go in and pay for that truck, because it was under 10 and it didn't.
Because we had all our conferences.
So it's not like we need more to spend, but in a jam like that where everything is going through.
So what are they now then? 10 and 5?
No.
It was like
8 and...
They're like 8 and 3 or something.
Yeah. So we just want to lift it to 10 and 5.
Yeah, that'd be I think.
Yeah.
Or get to the 20,000.
That really wouldn't even make a difference if we're worried about it, would it?
No.
So, I mean, the only thing we gotta worry about, you know, our what's it called when we try to get all our points for safety and accountability and all that.
Yeah, is there a part on that? Things us.
Oh, on the fraud assessment.
Yeah, our fraud assessment.
Yeah, that's just two and increasing it by two. I mean, we don't even know. It happened on something we didn't even expect, but how can we, you know, if something unexpected, what, 2,000 doesn't seem like much to worry about. Make it more so.
That's what my thought is, just 2,000 lift the cap just a little bit. It's not going to spend it, but at least it's up there that we don't have to have another meeting to raise it another.
Yeah, that's what I'd say, but I don't know what it does to this.
I don't think it affects that.
Doesn't do
that. No, there's nothing that...
I would say just make them both 10 and 10. Because you
still
have to stay out of the budget.
Yeah.
It doesn't change.
If there's a problem, 2,000 to not.
Yeah, we just said, do we have written policy on credit card purchasing, but it doesn't have, like, a number.
Yeah, we do have a policy. That's what we're addressing right now, is to adjust it. And that's our policy.
10 of 10 works. It's there to use if we need it, and if not, it doesn't make any difference.
It's we don't have anything what you're allowed to spend it on versus what you're allowed to spend on it, is it?
No.
We're too small.
Because if it was, it could be like 15 and 5, but 10 and 10, whatever.
So is everything going out of a credit card?
Not everything,
I mean,
just like
bills?
Our QuickBooks, our water.
This one was a training. The training was on it.
It happened to be after both our conferences. I had paid for my special district conference. We had paid for the mosquito abatement, the Utah mosquito, and then he needed to pick up his truck and figured we could pay for it.
And it's going to be rare that I need that, but there's been a couple of times. With Terry, we did it once, or I went in saying, I thought we had $20,000 on this to buy it, and then it didn't work. So most of it's going to be the big purchases are going to be through check, because that's the better.
Couldn't that check, for that truck, couldn't you make that a check?
We could have, but you have to have two signatures. So I'd have to scramble to get Kermit or Dave.
That's what we ended up doing, actually.
We did do
just
that.
Get some checks and put two signatures on
there. Yeah. Yeah, that would go well. I don't want to put that
anyway,
now.
They charge a 3% fee usually on a credit card anymore, so...
Yeah.
We're just doing it for an emergency. This is the case of emergency.
Yeah, this is just basically emergency.
Yeah, most time you're right. Check it.
Yes. Most everything is checks.
So what is paid with a credit card on a regular basis?
It's our internet, anything that's serial.
Your auto pay, probably your
auto pay,
your electricity, things like that. Fuel.
No, fuel is...
Fuel comes to... I put in our bank, our routing number and our account.
Oh, yeah. So an ACH.
Yes, that's what it is.
You know, for a fraud, do we want to set a threshold to say they need to contact a member of the board if they can exceed that so we're aware of it?
So, let's see. WiFiber comes through, credit card, QuickBooks, Verizon...
He does usually call me. He calls me on all... If it's
okay, so we already covered that one.
Yeah, he'll call me if it's
anything over five. I think it's,
five. He'll give me a call and say he wants to purchase this. Anything
is that in our policy? Is that in our policies?
Yeah,
that's I don't think that's fine.
Do all your checks need two signatures?
Yes.
Yes.
superintendent then?
So that meets our concern about fraud risk. We have a deal set up, so we're good.
So, yeah.
Dave, really, Zions Bank requires the one signature, but we require the two.
Yeah.
Well, that goes on that too, helps on that fraud.
So really, we could go, Ben suggested.
Maybe.
Richard needs more, we do more, 12-8, maybe.
And what if, what's, is there a dollar amount that requires approval in our policy? Or do you just say if it's certain amount?
Well, the couple of times is what, it's, something has been approved already here at the board, like when I got approved to buy an ATV. And it was my first year, so I got a little happy because I got to go pay to spend money. But that got approved, so I went down to pay for it. And so it had already been approved through you guys. I wouldn't pay for it.
Policy.
They wouldn't pay for it, so.
Why wouldn't they?
Because it wasn't enough. I didn't have enough on the credit card.
I say if you have something like that, you could get your check, so, you know.
And we did.
So the ones that he's called before on is like he has a flat tire. And he has to replace a tire or a pair of tires on the truck or something like that, that he's right there at the shop.
Yeah.
That's usually when he's calling me.
According to our credit card policy, I don't know if this is the one. I guess I could look. Policies. Right there. So according to the one on our website, it doesn't even, it just says credit card holders can use it to do business related, office supplies, tools, vehicle maintenance, travel expenditures, and then
cash advances. Oh, it doesn't say that, sorry.
And then these are
not alcohol either.
Prohibited unless approved by the board. So purchase of items for personal use, repairs, gift cards, alcohol, fuel for fleet vehicles. Because we have a state gas card.
We've never had a problem with that because he always comes to board before he does it.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So that's literally all we have for.
I think that's fine.
With the cost of things today.
So what do you want? I'll make your suggestion. I'll make a motion, Paul James, that we just raise both the clerk's and the manager's credit cards to $10,000 each.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion or questions? See none, those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes. Was there anything for the agenda on in January?
I think in the 14 years it's been that you guys have.
Yeah.
We wanted that one resolution, right?
Yeah, we need to figure that out, see if we have to have a resolution. I'm pretty sure we do have to have something that we...
Okay, I can...
And we've already done it, so it's just a matter of...
Okay, yeah, I made a note.
Dotting the T's and...
Yeah, making sure it's in the file.
Okay.
With the budget.
Yeah.
It's already passed. We approved it, so...
Okay.
Did I hear a motion to adjourn?
I'd feel guilty if I did that. Go ahead. We're waiting. Dave Gather. Motion to adjourn.
Wait,
second?
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting's adjourned.